From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. Tuesday welcomed the decision by the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons to investigate Saturday's suspected chemical weapons attack on the rebel-held Syrian town of Douma. But U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert said there are other ways to determine what agent was used and who was responsible.
The United States government has its own mechanisms to be able to look into things. Some of these would be intelligence matters that I'm not going to get into. You know full well why. The United States has been sharing information with its allies and partners, as have our allies been sharing information with us. But the OPCW, we recognize and are pleased to see that they are able to get to the area or eventually be able to get to the area, we hope, as soon as possible.
She said the list of those likely responsible for the attack is limited.
The president's been clear. We're working with our partners and allies and our national security team to look at all options. And as we've said, all options are on the table, but I'm not going to get ahead of anything the president may or may not do in response to what's taking place in Syria.
She said the U.S. is considering a coordinated response. The attack left at least 40 dead. Hundreds were sickened at the U.N. Russia and the U.S. blocked each other's efforts to investigate the attack. Russia's ambassador Vasily Lebenzia accused the U.S. of taking another step toward confrontation. His American counterpart Nikki Haley castigated Moscow for protecting what she called a monster, a reference to Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad. The U.S. has lifted a travel ban on citizens from Chad after a six-month review, resulting in improved security standards. The African country had been placed on a revised travel ban last September after Chadian officials failed to provide evidence of adequate security measures to prevent terrorists from traveling to the U.S. This is VOA News.